Dictation for Jerry. Jerry Bridges, Bridges, May 29, 40, addresses a letter to Dr. Stevelton, Stebelton, 7751640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, a follow-up for Mr. Bridges, who has advanced renal failure, slowly progressive over time, last visit in March, comes to the office accompanied with the wife. He has polycythemia vera that has converted into secondary myelofibrosis. Follow at University of Michigan Hematology with Dr. Talpas, TSN Today, ALPAS. Denies change of weight or appetite, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. There is frequency nocturia, some degree of incontinence, but no cloudiness or blood. Taking a lower dose of mirbetric. Denies any fever, skin rash, or bleeding nose gums. Denies any chest pain, palpitation, stable dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no increase of dyspnea, no gross orthopnea PND. He is known to have some valve abnormalities and underwent a transesophageal echo. He does not know the results. This was done at Midland, MIDLAND. Next paragraph, weight at home for the most part between 164 and 165. Next paragraph, medication list review. I'm going to highlight low dose of Lasix, Norvasc, Cardura, primarily for enlargement of the prostate, but it's also blood pressure, and spironolactone. Remains on treatment for his myeloproliferative disorder with Jakafi, J-A-K-A-F-I, anticoagulated with Eliquis, E-L-I-Q-U-I-S. Next paragraph, blood pressure 108/62 on the right-sided, no gross respiratory distress, decreased hearing, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes. For the most part, lungs are clear. Occasionally, fibrosis, fine rales on the both bases, no wheezing, no consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial rap, no gross abdominal distension, tenderness or masses. I don't see much of edema. Next paragraph, chemistries, April, creatinine progressively rising at 3.5, recently high potassium 5.7, recheck 5.1, a normal sodium acid base, GFR 17, which is stage 4 to 5, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell, platelet low at 97, anemia 13.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, slowly progressive over time. No indication for dialysis, as he's not having any symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. We discuss about the issues. We start dialysis based on symptoms. He already went to the pre-dialysis classes. Discussion has been done. If the time comes and he wants to do dialysis, he will prefer to do peritoneal dialysis. I agree on that. I advise for him to have an AV fistula as a backup. He's not ready to do that yet. Next number, hypertension, presently in the low side but not symptomatic. Next number, hyperkalemia, discontinue aldactone, given his advanced renal failure and high potassium. He does not have low ejection fraction. Next number, congestive heart failure with normal ejection fraction. Next number, diastolic dysfunction. Next number, enlarging of the atria, left ventricular hypertrophy. Changes of the aortic valve, which is calcified and stenosed. Mitral valve, similar problems with mild mitral with moderate stenosis. Try to obtain report of the transesophageal echo. Next number, polycythemia vera with chronic thrombocytopenia on treatment Jakafi. It has transformed into secondary myelofibrosis, University of Michigan following. Next number, urinary incontinent, enlargement of the prostate. Next number, bilaterally small kidneys without obstruction. Next number, enlargement of the spleen as part of the polycythemia vera. Next paragraph, careful use of tramadol in advanced renal failure can cause encephalopathy, so far tolerating. Same applies to gabapentin. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient, continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back on the next 6 to 8 weeks, end of dictation.